Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line, Brian Culpa, Amherst Town Supervisor, talking about a new plan for the former Westwood Country Club site in Amherst. Brian, this site has been kind of a question mark for a long time.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. It's been a question mark for a long time. What will be done with it? What was decided last night?
So last night we took a step to alienate Parkland, and at the same time, sorry, I've got kids yelling in the background. We decided that we would begin a process of starting to work out several significant projects for Park. So as we put together plans for a medical ambulatory center and a field house, we will begin to the process of annexing and acquiring Westwood.
So is it that the town would acquire Westwood from Mensch Capital, which is the current owner, and then in exchange, the town would give or sell the Audubon Golf Course to Mensch?
No, we're not giving up the golf course. We're keeping 18 holes at Audubon. There's three holes behind the old gun club. That's the area we're working with.
So what is the plan for this site moving forward? You take a look, it sounds like there's a lot of different elements that the town is hoping ends up here in the future.
Yeah, so, you know, we went into this process not exactly sure where we were going to end up, right? About a year ago, we started this process of talking about, you know, private sector development rights and on-town property and the town's eventual ownership of the Westwood site, the desire for the town to see the clubhouse preserved, turned into an arts facility. But we weren't sure exactly what all that meant, right? We didn't want to just allow private sector development on town parcels for the sake of it. So it really took a while to try to find the right projects. When the right projects started to show up, we then started a process to be able to take some steps and negotiate. So we're far from a final transaction, but where we are is now we've given ourselves the ability to negotiate all of our property and move pieces around. So while we're committed to having, you know, 7 to 8 softball diamonds, a major hardball diamond on the site, and 18 holes of golf, we have the ability to kind of shuffle the deck a little bit and see if we can't fit everything a little bit better.
Okay. Does the state have to sign off on this at all?
So it takes an act of both the Senate and the Assembly and then sign off by the governor. For us, you know, they're not signing off on a transaction, though, right? Typically, with alienation, you're talking about a transaction. At this time, there's no land transfer associated with the action, you know, so it is just a procedural step.
What's the timeline on this project? When are you expecting, you know, those procedures to be done, and when can people start expecting, you know, to be able to go out there and enjoy it?
Well, so, I mean, obviously the golf course and the softball will continue to operate in their current conditions from now through the process. But what we're looking for is basically we've given ourselves a 9-month window to sort of figure out how all the projects and contracts can come together. If in 9 months things look bad or we're not getting where we need to, then our parkland will revert to parkland. We put ourselves a sunset clause in place. The other piece of the puzzle is, you know, as we work through the contracts, you know, obviously acquisition's one thing, park development's another. So we need to probably spend the next year kind of in planning and engineering before we would be able to say, hey, we're actually going to open a park.
Are residents and the town on the same page on this? Does everybody seem to want the same thing?
So there were 14 speakers last night. 8 of them were for it. Some of them were against it. Not all of the remaining 6 are against it. 14 speakers aren't a lot. We did have, very few emails negative about this. I think we've worked very hard with the neighboring communities, the sort of Keep Westwood Green folks in the 3 surrounding neighborhoods. And we've been working with our rec commission to make sure that what we have is a good project.
So looking at everything that was decided last night, this was the first step. When does that next step take place? Is that going to be in the near future? Do you have to wait on some things? What's the timeline for the next step?
So we're going to actively engage all of our committees and start planning different projects around the area. And we have to start that in earnest because ultimately, like I said, we've given ourselves kind of a 9-month constraint.
Brian, we're glad you could join us and update the project. Thanks. That's Brian Culpa, the Amherst Town Supervisor.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.